I'll tell you my first experience with casting out a demon. There was this person, and this was when my office was in my home, because we just rented a building on Sundays, and this girl came for counseling. And she's sitting on the floor, and all of a sudden she begins to bang her head on the concrete floor. Kaboom! Kaboom! And I thought, dear God, she's going to kill herself. I didn't know what to do. I didn't think for a minute it was the devil. I didn't know what it was. I just got to stop her from killing herself in my house. And I grabbed her, and I put her in a headlock. And a male voice said to me, "What are you going to tell her when she asks why her neck hurts?" And I knew this is the devil. And so I told him to shut up and commanded him to come out. And she went limp. And I waited a few seconds and I got up and sat down in my chair. And I thought that wasn't so bad. But the devil will sandbag you. And as soon as I sat down, she took off. But I was faster. But the devil doesn't come out just, you know, he'll sandbag, he'll pretend. He's a liar and a deceiver. But I'll tell you what, we need to understand and realize the devil's afraid of us. When we find out that we've got authority over the devil, he's afraid of us. And we've got to realize we can help people by casting the devil out. Amen? The devil, he causes sickness, he causes disease, he causes all kinds of infirmities, but he causes all kinds of trouble, all kinds of sin. And he doesn't just want to make people sick, he wants to send them to hell. He wants to block them. He wants to blind them from seeing the truth. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, "These signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out demons." That's supposed to be the first sign that follows the church. Amen? Supposed to be. But it isn't. But it will have to be if we're going to bring revival and victory back to this country. Amen? So say this with me. Satan is the oppressor.
Satan is the oppressor.
Jesus is the healer.
Jesus is the healer.
Jesus is my healer. No sickness formed against me.
No sickness formed against me.
No disease formed against me.
No disease formed against me.
No infirmity formed against me.
No weapon formed against me
can prosper.
For I am
more than a conqueror through him who loved me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to preach the gospel, the good news. And Father, we thank you that you're watching over your word to perform it. Father, we thank you that you're building a people for your pasture. Father, we thank you for the coming revival that you're going to pour out your spirit, as you said in the book of Joel, upon all flesh before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So Father, we look forward to that and we ask you, Lord, prepare your people to receive this outpouring. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you.